know, no matter which kind of shape you come in, you're going to be tired in camp. So, but this is what, three? Is this 3 days or 4 days?
This is day four.
This is day four. Well, four down, a whole lot to go.
What were your expectations coming in here?
Just to come and compete for a starting job. And when it's all said and done, hopefully be a part of a Super Bowl team.
Day like today where there's another back is being held out, what can you get out of getting more reps, getting more first team reps?
Conditioning, getting used to the heat. Really, that's pretty much it. And really an opportunity to show the coaches that, hey, I belong here.
Are you guys paying attention at all to Noshon's status?
No. I think between the meetings, the heat, the sweat, the fatigue, I think our minds are focused on that. I know Noshon, you know, that's the business side of football. And you know, that's going to take care of itself. And I'll be glad when he gets in here, not just so much so we have an extra body, but he's going to be somebody that's going to help this team win. And the sooner he's able to get in, the better off it will be for him and the team.
Is an opportunity for you when he's not here?
Whether he's here or whether he's not here, you know, the fact that I'm out here, every rep I get is an opportunity. And that's just the way I look at it.
Mike, you mentioned the heat, the sweat, the condition, the reps. Obviously, you're a veteran, but for a rookie, how much of a detriment is that? How much of a setback for him to not be here?
I don't know. Honestly, it is a little setback. I mean, I think if you ask around the history of the league, any rookie that didn't report to camp on time, that would be a minor setback. But the good thing about Noshon is that when he came in here, he's in good shape, and he seemed like he's a fast learner. So, I mean, that's going to take care of itself. And whenever he gets in the camp, he's going to get here. We'll be happy to see him, and we're going to keep moving forward.
Do you like Peyton Hillis's playlist?
I'm sorry?
Do you like Peyton Hillis's playlist this morning?
You know what? Peyton is, you know what? That's just, you know, not only is that unacceptable, it's unconstitutional for him to have that playlist that he had.
Yeah. Do you get one in there?
No. He was a season award winner for the running back, so he gets an opportunity to choose. I'm going to go let Peyton know. He needs to, I listen to all types of music, but too much country before practice is, that's probably why I dropped that ball during the practice also, because listening to all that daggone country music, but he's got to switch that up.
You didn't like Elvis?
Huh?
You didn't like Elvis at the end?
Nope.